For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A mass shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center left 4 people dead and 3 others were wounded. The suspect is identified as Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore.
Our suspect is a lone female suspect, age 26, who had a last known address in Baltimore County. She has died at the hospital from a fatal injury, self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
We do not at this time have a motive for this senseless crime in the investigation. Again, even though we're hours into this, it's still early in the investigation of this size and scope.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollins.
We know there are things that we can do to reduce the death toll from gun violence, and it's simply gross negligence that we're not doing it on a national level. Again, not any particular incident I'm talking about, but if you look at the tragedies around the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A lawyer for a woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault decades ago says she'd be willing to testify, but not on Monday.
Christine Blasey Ford's attorney says the insistence of Senate Republicans that she testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday is arbitrary. Monday is the day set by the committee to hear from Ford and Brett Kavanaugh. Ford's lawyer says her client will testify, probably next week, under terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. Dr. Ford and her family have received death threats and had to go into hiding since she first came forward with her allegation, an allegation that Kavanaugh strongly denies. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Puerto Ricans are marking the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria with choirs, protests, and a funeral procession. The events are meant to remember those who died in the Category 4 storm. Also, it's meant to protest the conditions of tens of thousands who are still struggling in the aftermath. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
People have been trying to figure out why a federal observatory had been shut down, and we finally have an answer. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
It turns out a child pornography investigation is the reason for the shutdown of the National Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, earlier this month. It reopened on Monday after it had been evacuated and shut down for 11 days. Federal court documents indicate it was shut down while agents investigated a janitor at the facility suspected of using its Wi-Fi to send and receive child porn. Observatory officials deciding to evacuate it and shut it down because they were worried the janitor might be dangerous to other workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home has reached a record of nearly 67 million. John Clemens has more.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That is increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.